Here in Minneapolis, the fans are ready to go, trying to will their home Vikings to another win today. They've been great at home. They're 6-1 here on the year. One more win with Case Keenum at the controls would get them the number 2 seed in the NFC and a first round playoff bye.
And the regular season finale in a 13-3 record are in the air.
Kyle Rudolph comes onto the field with his arms flexed. That means jumbo personnel. So let's hand this thing off. Let's finish this drive with a touchdown on the ground. That's the best way the team can get to 13-3.
First and goal from the 2. Hand off Latavius Murray. He fights for the end zone. Grinds to the goal stripe. Touchdown! Latavius Murray! And the Minnesota Vikings have a 6-0 lead.
So it wasn't just second effort by Murray. It was a second and third effort by the guys blocking for him. Look at the surge there. All them pushing and making sure that he got into the end zone.
Well, you think about sending a message, right? 7 plays, 6 runs on the drive for Minnesota.
What a great job by the offensive line. What a great job by the offense, Paul, coming out. And just letting the Bears know today is not your day. They've got the heavy personnel in there. Let's see if they can get some yardage on the ground.
3rd and 1, Chicago, 0-2 on third down. Hand off to the fullback, Michael Burton. Not this time, big boy. Anthony Barr smacked the fullback at the line of scrimmage.
Well, I don't know what Anthony Barr did pregame, but he is playing lights out. I mean, he's moving faster than I've seen him all season. He's making plays behind the line of scrimmage. He's unbelievable.
1st and goal, it's Murray. Touchdown, Minnesota!
Latavius Murray has 2 rushing touchdowns today and 8 for the season, and the Kings of the North lead 13-0.
And essentially it was a stalemate, but you notice how Latavius Murray got low on that play and just burrowed his way through?
Pat Shurmur's offense continues to hum.
Yeah! All the train services in the United States, please tell them we got one off the rail in Minnesota. Thank you.
A lot of pride on the line. That was 14-0. They could have gone away pretty easily, right?
High formation behind Mitch Trubisky. 1st and 10 from his own 12. Jordan gets the call. This play is strung out and nothing for Jordan Howard. Danielle Hunter with a tackle for loss.
And it's going to be 4 carries for -3 yards. Unbelievable defense as Hunter on the tackle. -3. It's like the temperature chart. Actually, it's cold.
Right in motion to the right. Trubisky sees nothing. He's hit. Throws it away. That's a safety. He was hit in the end zone. Linval Joseph for the 2.
Well, that's what I'm talking about with this defense.
Yep.
They have that attitude that they're not going to be denied. And they're not going to let a touchdown on a punt return get in the way at all. So they're going to put their own points on the board. Now the Vikings take a 16-7 lead.
Yes, sir. Hey, the Bears are 0-6 on third down.
3rd and 7. Blitz coming. Trubisky has it blocked for a second. And now Brian Robinson with the sack.
What's up, boys?
What's up? You're up.
2nd and 9 from the 15. Keenum under center. Deep drop. Fires to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs. 15-yard touchdown strike. From Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs, and the Kings of the North lead 22-7.
Offensively, that was the series that you wanted to see. It took a little while, but I think that offensive line is starting to settle down in this offense.
Hey, no place like home.
Dreaming of that playoff bye with a 23-7 lead.
13 of them. It's hard to do, baby. It's hard to do. But we have a damn good team. You got to believe, fellas.
Yeah.
Good win, baby. Good win. Mike's on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Mike!